Hey everyone, Dr. Lena here on the WAC podcast, and joining me is Bianca, our WAC head administrator. She does a lot of the behind the scenes, you know, emails and upkeep for the club. Love her to death. She's with us today.
Hi everyone.
So that was Bianca's voice. You're going to hear more of her. We're going to be talking today. She wanted to join, actually, which I'm really excited about. She wanted to join today, and she'll be joining in along with a lot of our other leaders. But for today, it's just us two, which is plenty. We have a lot of stuff to say. But today we wanted to touch on the topic of, you know, women sometimes feeling like they don't have the liberty to wear what they want to wear because of being labeled.
Or judged,
yeah. And like, you know, we just finished studying at Starbucks for some stuff we were working on, and we had a meeting, and we're in my car right now, actually, while Bianca's having some frozen yogurt. But we thought that this was a good time to kind of talk about that because, well, why don't I have you start? What were some of your thoughts we were talking about earlier, B?
Basically that women have all right to wear what they want. And I think it's a big topic, not just in America, but everywhere. A lot of women get judged for, you know, wearing short skirts, or they get labeled as, if they are wearing something that's too open, it's, you know, they're asking for it, or things in that matter, which needs to be addressed. And a lot more women need to feel comfortable with what they don't want to wear and what they do want to wear. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't feel limited.
Yeah, I mean, you actually brought a good point. Like, in Western culture, especially, like, in California, you know, we're lucky we get a lot of sun. And we have the opportunity to, you know, open up, you know, maybe wear a bra, not wear a bra, you know, wear a cropped shirt, show our belly, you know, short pants, whatever it is. That doesn't mean... I mean, we might not agree with what someone is wearing. Don't get me wrong. We all have opinions, but we also have,
definitely,
you know, but everyone has, you know, well, I don't want to get into that, but like opinions are opinions. They're not facts. Everyone has one, so it doesn't make it any more valuable than anyone else's.
Yeah.
However, just because someone is wearing something you don't like, for whatever reason, it's not your taste, or perhaps you're more... I don't know, conservative, or, you know, that doesn't give you the right to label them. I think that's what happened. What do you think? Like, that's what happens with women, especially. Mm-hmm. You know, if like a group of women see another woman and she could be rocking, you know, the shortest skirt or the longest skirt, or she could be really curvy or not curvy or whatever, I feel like automatically it's like, oh, look at that slut.
Yeah.
Look at that whore.
Yeah.
She's asking for it. She wants attention.
I feel like a lot of people, maybe women, when they see someone in like a short skirt, other women look at that and say, oh, like, why is she wearing that? This is that. I feel like it kind of comes in the sense of like jealousy in a way.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
They aren't comfortable enough to dress like that.
Preach to the choir.
Yeah. So, I feel like when it's woman to woman, it's a lot of, you know, like, oh, she's this, she's that, because their sense of style is completely different, but in a way where they don't feel comfortable enough to express themselves in that way.
Yeah, let's not forget, clothing is expression, not only of your personality, not only of your beliefs, not only of your attitudes, but it's a sense of who you are and what you're comfortable in. I mean, I've had days where I've wanted to wear short shorts, but I've had days where it's sunny outside and I'm in sweaters and sweats. I mean, are we allowed to change our mood? Or, you know, like, what does that have to do? And a lot of these labels, like slut, whore, etc., are very sexualized. They close, in other words, we're saying, equal your sexual activity. Which in and of itself is another topic that we totally need to have about sex and taboo. What's wrong with women and sex? We'll get back to that on another episode. But we're just feeding into this whole idea of, again, oppressing women. And women are doing it to women.
Yeah, all the time.
So it's like, you know, it's not just men that are creating these labels. Women are reinforcing them.
Yeah. Let's say there's two types of women passing by each other on the street and it's a really hot day. One of them is in super short shorts. The other one is in jeans and a sweater. The one in the short shorts is going to look at the other woman and say, why is she not dressed open? It's hot. But the other one looks at the other one and says, why is she so open? Why is she in short shorts?
Exactly.
Exactly. She's that.
Which is actually, that's a great segue into, you know, the Middle Eastern culture, which is something we also identify as, Mia and Bianca, and some of the other WAC leaders from the past and the present. You know, we come from a culture that's very conservative back in the Middle East. They wear hijabs, they cover up, and, you know, people misunderstand that as oppression. And maybe it's not for them. Maybe for some women it is, but for some women it's part of their culture, their religion, their tradition, and they come back to, you know, not come back, but they come and they come from the Middle East, like us, for example, and, you know, we come to the States, we come to America, and either we adapt to the culture here, which is more, you know, open about dressing
up.
Or
accepting.
Or maybe more accepting. But then still women choose not to conform to that. And that's okay.
In a way, they kind of go against it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
so, like, I know a lot of people, like, that came from, for example, Iran. And they, you know, wanted to cover up. But they came to the States and they didn't care that, you know, girls were given opportunities or it's okay to be in short shorts and stuff. They still wanted to wear a hijab.
Because it's not a... Over there, it's not a... Well, over there, it's a rule that it's enforced. You have to wear one. So when
is it as enforced as it was before?
Yeah, it still is.
It still is?
Yeah, if you show your ankles in the street, they can arrest you.
Oh, I remember when I went back to Iran, you guys. Let me tell you this really quick. I was 10 years old, but because I had sprouted very early on in my age with my height, they took me as being, like, I think 16 or 18. And I was only 10 years old. And I remember I was approached by the police in Iran, like, 2-3 times that I have to be completely covered up. Because once you're, like, you're somewhat developed, you need to be covered up. And my parents kept telling them, I'm only 10 years old. And they were like, you know, we don't care. She has to put the hijab, she has to cover up. So, you know, that was there. And, you know, I don't follow by that here in California. And I do not label or disrespect any women who do otherwise. Here in the States, I think we should all have liberty to do and dress as we want.
Definitely.
I think polluting the air with all these labels and gossip and, you know, talking behind women's back about what they're wearing or not wearing is, it's honestly getting disgusting.
Yeah. It has a lot to do with the media too. Because we see on the media that, you know, celebrities often dress open and it's a factor of popularity. So a lot of teens or younger women also follow the trend. And when they see other girls who aren't following those trends, they like to judge them and say, you know, like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like where there's this saying, Bianca, it's called, like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're trying to just bring awareness and alertness. Like, we need to stop getting caught up in these binds. It's not fair. Like, it's seriously confusing. So at the end of the day, I think what we want you guys to take away from this podcast is honestly wear what you want to wear and don't wear what you don't want to wear. Like, at the end of the day, it's very unfortunate, but people are still going to talk.
Yep.
Whether it's in your professional setting, whether it's at a party, it's at a coffee shop. I don't think there's a place.
As long as you're comfortable with your body and who you are, it doesn't matter what you wear.
Exactly. It doesn't. I mean, I get it. You know, in certain professional settings, you know, there might be attires or certain dress codes. Like, if you go to a wedding or if you go to a business interview or when you go to school and stuff like that. I get it. You know, like, certain places, certain contexts require certain
uniforms.
Yeah, uniforms, you know, and that's different. We're not talking about that, but
I'm not saying show up to a wedding in a bikini.
Yeah, like,
but
don't take this the wrong way. We hope you get the point of what we're trying to say, which is, in general, we're noticing that there's a trend of women talking behind women, especially. And if we could just put a stop to that, I think it would be a louder message to stop men from engaging in that behavior. Because when you have women doing it and women backstabbing women, it just makes it more entertaining for men to continue that behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. So next time, if you do look at a woman and they're...
Or a girl or whatever.
Dressed in a way where you find yourself having to say something about it, you should kind of hold back and say, you know, why do I think this way?
Ooh, I like that. Like, self-reflect, you're saying? Yeah.
Instead of, you know, saying, oh, look at that woman, she's in shorts. Like, you should take a step back and say, you know, why am I saying this? Why am I thinking this way?
Yeah, maybe we can tell our viewers to maybe start some kind
maybe
of a trend.
Maybe that woman is comfortable in shorts rather than jeans. Like, who are we to, you know, put a voice on why they chose to dress like that?
Exactly. And so maybe what I'm thinking, Bianca, is we can tell our listeners is right when you're tempted to say something negative, ask yourself, where is that negativity coming from? Did someone say that to you? You know, were you held back from dressing the way you wanted to dress? And so you feel you should hold back other girls or other women? And also, you know, try to turn it into something positive. Maybe there's something about that person that you admire that you wish you could, you know, look good in too. So compliment the person, for God's sake. Like, let's do more of that. Sorry. But yeah. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Bianca?
I think we touched up on everything.
Yeah, you think we covered it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. So that's all we have for you today. Stay tuned for more episodes. Again, we have interviews in the works and other projects we're working on. Thank you for listening. And you're more than welcome to message us any topics that you want us to cover or find people to cover and talk about. But email us, Facebook us, find us on social media. We love to hear feedback. And stay in touch. All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.